Now, Jane.
Yes.
Welcome back.
How are you?
Nice to see you again.
I know. We're lamenting the change of season.
Yes, we were. It is a bit getting a bit very autumnal out there.
I know. I'm already missing the summer.
We didn't have much, though, did we?
Well, in fairness, but we enjoyed what we had.
Yes, we did. That 20 minutes was fantastic.
I think it was in June, May.
June the 7th. Yeah. I'll never forget it. Fantastic year. Yeah. Fantastic year for summer.
It could be worse. We could be with hurricane. What is it?
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
I know, so we can't complain.
I've got friends over there at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they put on Facebook this morning that they're on lockdown. God. Everything's on lockdown because they're expecting it to go across Florida.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. Really, well, I just listened to the news there. Really bad.
It's not good, is it?
No,
fingers crossed that everyone comes out of that okay.
It's Donald Trump's fault.
Oh, it is. Yeah, blame him. His wig will
blame
blow off.
Him.
His wig will come off. I'm telling you.
A comb over needs serious attention. Anyway, how are you?
Yes, all good.
All things St. Francis Hospice now.
Fantastic. So you're going to tell us exactly what's coming up?
Yeah. Well, first of all, did you go to Frankie's?
I didn't know.
No, I was away, so I didn't go either, but it was a great success. That was last Sunday. So that was, honestly, I think they raised nearly £20,000 on the day.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Biggest one yet, over 500 entries, absolutely amazing support. So thank you to anyone and everyone that went. We start planning for next year now already.
Oh yeah, I could imagine you do, because it's a huge event.
Huge. We were really lucky this year. I think we had a couple of anniversaries, particularly, I'm not a car person, talked about this, but we had like the Ford Escort, one of the Ford Escort birthdays, and we had like a Cosworth birthday, so we had a huge turnout from those clubs, so it was really, really good. Great day.
I can imagine it was ram solid.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, I think so. Mm. So poor old Alan, that organiser, Alan.
I know Alan,
He's knackered. He's going on a long
weekend. I can imagine he is. gone home for a lay down on a fairy cake.
Yeah.
Give me a cup of tea and a piece of cake, someone.
He works so hard on that event, honestly. So anyway, it's done for this year. But thank you to everyone who supported us. And then coming up, we have a couple of posh now. Very, very nice events coming up.
Really? If
one you can't go to because it's a ladies' gala lunch.
Can't I put a dress on?
You could. I don't know if we let you in, but you can. So that's on the 9th of October, and that's in Highlands House. Do you know Highlands House?
I know Highlands House in Chelmsford.
Such a beautiful venue. And we are really lucky to have Giles Brandreth. Do you know Giles
Brandreth? I know of him.
Broadcaster, writer, journalist, former MP, I think, as well. He's a really clever guy and a really, really funny guy. If you are interested in a ladies' gala lunch in a really lovely venue with a really great speaker, come along to that. You can find all the information on our website. As with everything, I'll give the details at the end. But that's £70 a ticket, and it's on the 9th of October. And then we have a black and white ball in November. You can go to that. Men are allowed.
Can I still wear the dress?
You can. There's no judgment here. So we've teamed up with Licorice in Shenfield. They're a wine merchant, so they're helping to support that. And as I said, it's a black and white ball. It's in Orsett Hall Hotel. And they're at £75 a ticket. It'll be wine tasting, great food, good night. And that's actually selling out fast. They're both selling out fast. So a few tickets left for both. If you are interested, please go to the website. And then we're really changing now into our seasonal events. So we start, the planning is already obviously underway, but we'll start to publicise our Christmas events and our remembrance events that run at Christmas. That'll be coming up in our next chat. We'll be talking about those things. Oh. But there'll be, the Christmas market, and we have our Light Up a Life remembrance services.
I know. All the Christmas stuff.
Actually, even when I'm reading about it, I think, God, I love Christmas. I really, really do love Christmas. I don't like the cold.
No,
I'm a summer person. But
the cold gets on me nerves.
Yeah.
But I do like the feeling.
Yeah, I do too.
That Christmassy sort of chestnut, spirity sort of thing that's going on.
Tragic, aren't we? But I really do. I really love. But I like Halloween. Do you like Halloween?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, but so that reminds me. That's the, sort of like the pre-run-up to Christmassy sort of, isn't it?
I know. My daughter, we were in the shop the other day and they were selling Halloween stuff, and she was like, why? Why now? And I'm like, that's how it goes. We go from summer to Halloween.
Yeah, that's right. Easter eggs will be out soon.
We're on a thread. Exactly. Anyway, and then so that's that'll be, I suppose, in our next chat. We'll cover that all in more detail. But I want to chat a little bit about our business alliance group. And that's a group that meets every 3 months. And it's a, like a networking group. We're lucky our patron, Barry Hearn, you know Barry Hearn from Matchroom Sport. Yeah. Yeah. He heads that up and he comes to all the meetings. As I say, it's a business group and it's a network event, but it's also people who are supporters of St. Francis Hospice. And, you know, there's always, I suppose, a chat about how they can support our goals long term as well. So it's a really good group. It's great social. They have a lot of social events, golf, drink evenings, you know, things like that, where Lovely. You actually get to mingle, talk business, make contacts. So if you're interested in that, the next meeting's on the 25th or the 9th, and you can call the hospice and speak to Mary Ann. She runs that, and it's really, really good. We get great turnout. We had the guy from 10cc at the last one.
Oh, really?
Did you see that? Yeah, you guys had it on your website. God, I can't think of his name. Mick Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he was really, really good, and it was a really great, great atmosphere at the last one, as always.
Yeah.
And then we have our Tick Yes campaign, which is going to be a theme that we'll discuss throughout the next, I think, 6 or 7 months, because there's been changes to the data protection. Well, they're not come in yet, but there's plan changes.
Yeah.
And it will affect how we are able to contact our supporters. So all of our existing supporters, we have to reach out to now and ask them to basically allow us to contact them in the future and tell us how we can contact them. It's obviously about protecting people from bombarded.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that some people don't know that if you are really a loyal supporter of someone and you don't consent now again, we wouldn't be able to contact you. So it's an important campaign, and we've already started you know, reaching out to people. And we had I don't know if you saw our video with Richard Madeley.
Yeah.
So that's just explaining to people the importance of allowing us to, you know, ticking yes and allowing us to contact them. So again, we'll be publicising that throughout the next, I think it's May next year that will come into effect. So as always, all information is available on www.sfh.org.uk, or you'll find us on Twitter at SFHUK. And also you can call the hospice on 01708758643.
Fantastic.
And you'll talk to all lovely people.
Fantastic. Jane, it's a pleasure to see you
Thank
again.
Thank you so much,
And
Mike.
We'll see you again the first Thursday of next month.
Thank you very much.